Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Viewers, this is the 11th episode of the 18th topic. In the previous topic, or in the previous episode actually, we started to discuss the isnad of Abdullah ibn Amir, the seventh reciter who was chosen by Abu Bakr ibn Mujahid in his famous book, Kitab al-Sab'ah. We had discussed his teachers who have been reported both through isnad content and also without isnad content, but we had later taken up in the previous episode the three teachers who have been reported through isnad content. The first of them was Usman ibn Affan. We had completed discussion on him and started discussion on the second of his teachers, and he was Al-Mughira ibn Abi Shihab. And today, inshallah, we'll take up some more narratives which discuss Al-Mughira ibn Abi Shihab as his teacher, and also then discuss the third teacher, Abu Darda, who has also been reported through an isnad. Till now, viewers, it has become absolutely evident, as far as the previous six reciters are concerned, none of them qualify, none of the isnad of these seven reciters qualify to be mutawatir, and this was something which is already obvious in the books of Qiraat, which have been compiled by our worthy authorities. But since this claim has been put forth by many people in these current times, this examination of the isnad of these readings was in order. So I shall now begin with Al-Mughira ibn Abi Shahab, who is also claimed to be a teacher of Abdullah ibn Amir. And we know that Abdullah ibn Amir is a reciter who belonged to Syria. Now I'm going to take up narratives which have been reported by Abdullah ibn Ahmad ibn Bashir ibn Zakwan in this regard, and they are three in number. And after discussing these three narratives, or actually reading out to them, I will then discuss the problems which arise in these particular three narratives, and then we shall take up the other narratives after this. So the first of these narratives, viewers, has been recorded by Ad-Dani in his Jami' al-Bayan, and also by Ibn Asakir, but the text I am going to read out before you is by Ad-Dani. And I'm going to read it out from where the narrative actually is reported by Abdullah ibn Ahmad ibn Bashir ibn Zakwan. So the words are, حَدَّثَنَا عَبْدُ ibn أَحْمَدْ ibn بَشِيرِ ibn زَكْوَانِ قَالْ قَرَأْتُ عَلَىٰ أَيُّوبِ ibn تَمِيمِ الْقَارِي وَقَرَىٰ أَيُّوبُ ibn تَمِيمِ عَلَىٰ يَحْيَ ibn الْحَارِسِ الزُّمَارِي وَقَرَىٰ يَحْيَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ ibn عَامِرَ الْيَحْسُبِي وَقَرَىٰ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ لَمْ يُسَمَّاهُ لَنَا عَبْدُ اللَّهِ ibn زَكْوَانِ قَالْ فَسَمَّاهُ غَيْرُهُ وَغَيْرُ أَيُّوبِ ibn الْقُرَّاءِ الْمُغِيرَ ibn أَبِي شِهَابٍ الْمَخْزُومِي وَقَرَى الْمُغِيرَ عَلَىٰ عُثْمَانَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عُثْمَانَ بْنِ عَفَّانَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. So Abdullah ibn Ahmad ibn Bashir ibn Zakwan said, I read out the Quran to Ayyub ibn Abi Tamim al-Qari, and Ayyub read it out to Yahya ibn al-Haris, and Yahya ibn al-Haris read it out to Abdullah ibn Amir. And then Harun ibn Musa and Usman ibn Kharazad said that Abdullah ibn Zakwan did not inform us the name of the person to whom Abdullah ibn Amr read out the Quran. So Harun ibn Musa said, someone other than Abdullah ibn Zakwan and Ayyub from among the reciters named him before us as Mughira ibn Abi Shahab al-Makhzumi, and al-Mughira read it out to Usman radiyallahu anhu. So this is something which is absolutely evident from the first of these narratives. And as you would now see that we are going to take up the next in line, and this again also is a second narrative which has been reported by Abdullah ibn Ahmad ibn Bashir ibn Zakwan. So it says, حَدَّثَنَا أَبُو عَمَرَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بِنْ زَكْوَانَ الْقَارِي أَهْلِ الدَّمِشْقِ قَالْ قَرَأْتُ عَلَىٰ أَيُّوبِ ابْنِ تَمِيمَ الْقَارِي وَأَخْبَرَنَا أَنَّهُ قَرَىٰ عَلَىٰ يَحْيَى ابْنِ الْحَارِسِ الزُّمَارِي وَأَنَّ يَحْيَى قَرَىٰ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ ابْنِ عَامِرِ وَأَنَّ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ ابْنِ عَامِرِ قَرَىٰ عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ لَمْ يُسَمَّاهُ لِي أَيُّوبِ ابْنِ تميم وأن ذلك الرجل الذي لم يسمه أيوب ولم يحفظ اسمه قرأ على عثمان بن عفان قال أبو عمر وأخبرني بعض قرائنا منهم هشام بن عمار وذاكرته هذا الإسناد فقال لي هشام ذلك الرجل الذي قرأ على عثمان هو المغيرة ابن أبي شهاب. So Abu Amr Abdullah ibn Zakwan said, I read out the Quran to Ayyub ibn Tamim, al-Qari, and he informed us that he read it out to Yahya ibn al-Haris, and that Yahya read it out to Abdullah ibn Amir, and that Abdullah ibn Amir read it out to someone to whom Ayyub ibn Abi Tamim did not specify to me. And that person who Ayyub did not name and not remember his name read out the Quran to Usman ibn Affan. Abu Amr, Abdullah ibn Zakwan said, and some of our reciters informed me, among them Hisham ibn Ammar, and I discussed this isna with him. So Hisham said to me, the person who read out to Usman was Al-Mughira ibn Abi Shahab. This is the second of the series which have been reported by Ibn Zakwan. Now, let me now read out the third of these which have been reported by Ibn Zakwan. So, the words are, حَتَّسَنَا عَبْدُ ibn Zakwan قَالَ قَرَأْتُ عَلَىٰ أَيُّوبِ ibn Tamim قَالَ لِي أَيُّوبِ قَرَأْتُ عَلَىٰ يَحْيَىٰ يَحْيَىٰ ibn الْحَارِسِ وَقَرَىٰ يَحْيَىٰ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ ibn عَامِرَ الْيَحْسُبِ وَقَرَىٰ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ ibn عَامِرَ عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ قَالَ هَارُونُ ibn مُوسَىٰ لَمْ يُسَمَّاهُ لَنَا عَبْدُ اللَّهِ ibn Zakwan وَسَمَّاهُ لَنَا هِشَامُ ibn عَمَّارَ بن نسير السلمي قال إن الذي لم يسمه لكم عبد الله بن زكوان هو المغيرة ابن أبي شهاب المخزومي قال هشام بن عمار وقرأ المغيرة ابن أبي شهاب على عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه. So Abdullah ibn Zakwan said, I read out the Quran to Ayyub ibn Abi Tamim al-Qari, and Ayyub said to me, I read out to Yahya ibn al-Haris, and Yahya ibn al-Haris read it out to Abdullah ibn Amir, and Abdullah ibn Amir read it out to a person. Harun ibn Musa said, Abdullah ibn Zakwan did not name that person before us. Hisham ibn Ammar, however, did name him. He said, the person who Abdullah ibn Zakwan did not name for you is Al-Mughira ibn Abi Shahab. Hisham ibn Ammar said, and Al-Mughira ibn Abi Shahab read it out to Usman. Viewers, this narrative and the previous narrative both have been reported by Ad-Dani in his Al-Jami al-Bayan fil Qiraat al-Sab'a al-Mashura. Now, let us discuss the problems which arise in this narrative. Now, the first problem in these three narratives is that Abdullah ibn Bashir ibn Zakwan died in 242 Hijrah and was born in 173 Hijrah. Thus, viewers, he could not have been contemporaneous to some of the information that he is transmitting in all these three narratives. This includes Yahya ibn al-Haris, who had actually died in 145 Hijrah, reading out to Abdullah ibn Amir, and the latter reading out to a person not named. So we know that Ibn Zakwan was born in 173 Hijrah, and Yahya had died in 145 Hijrah. So he's reporting some information to which he is not contemporaneous to, so to which Ibn Zakwan is not contemporaneous to. Secondly, viewers, the problem which in these three narratives is that none of them specifies the teacher of Abdullah ibn Amir. In this direct chain of narration, it is only through some other people that we are informed who the teacher is. So, in this regard, viewers, what is of importance that we need to understand is that in the first and the third of these narratives, Harun ibn Musa al-Akhfash reports that Abdullah ibn Zakwan did not inform them who the person was to whom Abdullah ibn Amir read out the Quran. This we have already seen. Now, when the first Harun ibn Musa al-Akhfash says that it was someone other than Abdullah ibn Zakwan and Ayyub ibn Abi Tamim who specified this, and someone other than these two, in the third, Harun ibn Musa al-Akhfash names this other person as Hisham ibn Ammar, who informed them that the name of this person to whom Abdullah ibn Amir read out the Quran was Al-Mughira ibn Abi Shahab. So actually it was Hisham ibn Ammar who had informed them that the person to whom Abdullah had read out was not Usman, but Al-Mughira ibn Abi Shahab. So this is what the story is in the first and third narratives. But contrary to this views, what the second narrative has said, we've just gone through that, that Abdullah ibn Zakwan says that Ayyub ibn Abi Tamim did not name or remember who the person to whom Abdullah ibn Amr read out the Quran, and that it was Hisham who told Abdullah ibn Zakwan that the name of this person was Al-Mughira ibn Abi Shahab. So we have this contradiction here, because in the earlier narrative we find that Harun ibn Musa reports that Abdullah ibn Zakwan did not inform them of the person. And in this was in the first and third. And in this particular we say, on the contrary, that in this particular Abdullah says that Ayyub ibn Abi Tamim did not name or remember who the person to whom Abdullah ibn Amr read out the Quran. So we can see a clear contradiction here, because the people who are reporting the way it has been done so here, they are different people. In the first case, it was Harun ibn Musa saying that Abdullah ibn Zakwan did not inform, And here we see actually Abdullah ibn Sakwan saying that Ayyub ibn Abi Tamim did not name or remember the person to whom Abdullah ibn Amr read out the Quran. Also, viewers, the of importance to note is the fact that in these three narratives, Harun ibn Musa al-Akhfash and Abdullah and Abdullah ibn Zakwan report the name of al-Mughira ibn Abi Shihab from Hisham ibn Ammar. And if both of them heard Hisham in his last years when he was stricken with a bad memory, then this is a case of further weakness in these narratives. So I have already discussed in my previous talk, in my previous episode, that Hisham ibn Ammar was a person who was stricken with a bad memory in his old age, and in that particular time, when people heard from him in his old age, he would be lost, and he would narrate all sorts of things which were not correct. So in this particular, in these three narratives, we find Harun ibn Musa and Abdullah ibn Zakwan reporting from reporting the name of Al-Mughira ibn Abi Shahab from Hisham ibn Ammar. So again, if Hisham ibn Ammar was in that situation in which he was stricken with a bad memory, then again, this narrative has these three narratives carry some further weaknesses as well. Next, let's move on to the next narrative in this regard. The previous ones, the three of them were reported by Ibn Zakwan, and now we come to Hisham ibn Ammar himself. And because this narrative also has been reported by Ad-Dani in his Jami' al-Bayan, it says, حدثنا هشام بن عمار قال قرأت على أيوب بن تميم وقرأ أيوب على يحيى وقرأ يحيى على ابن عامر وابن عامر قرأ على المغيرة ابن أبي شهاب وإن المغيرة قرأ على عثمان وليس بينه وبينه أحد. So Hisham ibn Ammar said, I read out the Quran to Ayyub ibn Tamim, and Ayyub read it out to Yahya, and Yahya read it out to Ibn Amir, and Ibn Amir read it out to Al-Mughira ibn Abi Shahab, and Al-Mughira read it out to Usman, and there was none between these two. And you can see now, viewers, the chain of narration of this narrative being displayed before you. Now, it is clearly, you can clearly see that the narrative is broken. In fact, the narrative was actually began with the words "Ukhbirtu an Muhammad ibn al-Hasan al-Naqash," which actually means that Hisham ibn al-Ammar said that which means that I was informed from an Muhammad ibn al-Hasan al-Naqash. So this clearly tells us that there is this broken chain of narration, and this is viewers something established because Ad-Dani has not specified who reported this to him from Muhammad ibn al-Hasan ibn Nakash. And we have already seen, viewers, that the jar on him has been on ibn Nakash has been stated earlier on in some of the previous talks. And what makes it explicit that there was someone in between Ad-Dani and ibn Nakash is the fact that Al-Nakash is the fact that Dani was born in 371 Hijra and Al-Nakash died in 351 Hijra. So there has to be someone in between. But whoever he was not named by Ad-Dani, and therefore this narrative has to be regarded to be munkata. Another problem, viewers, in this narrative is that it is not known when Abdullah ibn Muhammad al-Faradani heard from Hisham ibn Ammar. And as you can see that his name, he is the person who heard from Hisham ibn Ammar. And if he heard Hisham ibn Ammar in the time when Hisham was stricken by a bad memory, then again, there is a further weakness found in this narrative. Also, viewers, another problem with this narrative is that it seems that Hisham is not likely to be contemporaneous to some of the information that he is transmitting. We know that Hisham was born in 153 Hijra, and Yahya died in 145 Hijra. So he's reporting that Yahya read out the Quran to Abdullah ibn Amir, and ibn Amir read out to Al-Mughira ibn Abi Shahab, and Al-Mughira read out to Usman. So again, we know that Hisham was born in 153 Hijra, while Yahya had already died in 45 Hijra, and he's reporting this fact that Yahya read out to ibn Amir and so on and so forth. So he could not have been contemporaneous to the information which is reported later on. And so, therefore, this is another problem with this narrative. Now we move on to the next narrative in this regard, and we are, as we would know, discussing Al-Mughira ibn Abi Shahab as the teacher of Usman ibn Affan. Now, the next narrative, viewers, is also reported by Ad-Dani in his Jami' al-Bayan. This narrative, I'm now going to read out before you. It says, حدثنا الوليد بن مسلم عن يحيى بن الحارث الزماري أنه قرأ على عبد الله بن عامر اليحسبي وأنه قرأ على المغيرة ibn Abi Shahab, wa anna al-Mughira qara ala Usman, ala Usman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu wa rahima. So Al-Walid ibn Muslim narrated to us from Yahya ibn al-Haris that he read out the Quran to Abdullah ibn Amir, and that he read it out to Al-Mughira ibn Abi Shahab, and that Al-Mughira read it out to Usman radiyallahu anhu. As you can see, viewers, the chain of narration of this narrative is also being displayed before you. Now let's discuss some of the problems which are found in this chain of narration. No tawseek is available on Muhammad ibn Sahal ibn Abdirrahman al-Wakil. Now you can see that he is being indicated by a red arrow. There is no tawseek available on him. So therefore, we cannot rely on him and we have to consign him to the majhul category. It may be noted that Ibn al-Jazri mentions him. I do concede the fact that he is mentioned by Ibn al-Jazri in his Ghayatul Nihaya. But the fact is that he does not give any tawseek on him. And on the other hand, viewers, it is also important to note that Az-Zahabi in his Ma'rifatu Qurra'il Kibar does not even mention him as a separate entry, as a separate independent entry. So Sahal ibn Abdirrahman al-Wakil is, although he's mentioned by Ibn al-Jazri in his Ghayatul Nihaya, but Az-Zahabi in his Ma'rifatu Qurra'il Kibar does not even mention him as an independent separate category. Another problem, viewers, in this chain of narration is that no tawseek is available on Abu al-Hasan Ali ibn Musa al-Saqfi. You can see that he is the person from whom al-Wakil actually narrates, but there is no tawseek available on him. And as far as his name is concerned, we find Ibn al-Jazri does mention him, but as far as Zahabi is concerned, like the case with al-Wakil, he does not even mention him as an independent entry. Viewers, also of importance to note as a problem in this narrative is that Al-Walid ibn Muslim is guilty of Tadlis al-Taswiyah, which is the worst form of the Tadlis. And this has been reported by Ibn Hajar in his Taqrib al-Tahzib. And he, in this particular narrative, we can find his anana as well. So Al-Walid ibn Muslim, who is guilty of the worst form of Tadlis, we can find him doing Tadlis here as well. Maybe we can find We find him to be the Anana, or this narrative to be Mu'an'an. And moreover, viewers, Yahya ibn al-Haris, who was born in 55 Hijra, is not contemporaneous to some of the information that he is transmitting. And he was actually born in 55 Hijra, so he's not contemporaneous to some of the information that he is transmitting in this narrative. And this includes Mughira reading out to Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Mughira was born in 91 Hijra and Usman died in 35 Hijra. We now move on to the next narrative, viewers, and this narrative has been reported or recorded by Adani in his Jami al-Bayan. So let us first see this narrative. It says, Haddasana Ahmad ibn Yazid, and of course he is Halwani, Qal Qultu li Hisham ibn Ammar, أروي هذه القراءة عنك عن أيوب بن تميم والسويد بن عبد العزيز بن يحيى عن ابن عامر أنه قرأ على المغيرة وأن المغيرة قرأ على عثمان قال نعم قال أحمد بن يزيد وحدث عن العباس بن وليد عن يحيى بن عبد الحميد بن بكار عن أيوب عن يحيى قال أحمد بن يزيد وحدثت أيضا عن أبي مسهر عبد العالى بن مسهر قال حدثني أيوب والسويد وصدقة وهشام بن الغاز عن يحيى بن الحارس عن يحيى بن الحارس عن عبد الله بن عامر أن المغيرة ابن أبي شهاب المخزوني فوافق ما رواه عن يحيى. So Ahmad ibn Yazid al-Halwani said, I asked Hisham ibn Ammar, can I narrate this qira from you, from Ayyub, who reports from Suwaid ibn Abdul Aziz, who reports from Yahya, who reports from Ibn Amir, that Ibn Amir read out the Quran to al-Mughira and al-Mughira read out to Usman? He said, yes. Ahmad ibn Yazid al-Halwani said, it has been narrated from al-Abbas al-Walid, ibn al-Walid, from Yahya ibn Abdul Hamid al-Bakkar, from Ayyub, from Yahya ibn al-Haris, who reports from Ibn Amir, that Ibn Amir read out the Quran to al-Mughira, and al-Mughira read out to Usman. So now we are discussing the second and third components of this narrative as well. I'm just going to read out the translation of those. The first is that Ahmad ibn Yazid al-Halwani also said, so the words are, Huddisa an al-Abbas. It is narrated to me from Abu Mushir. And Abu Mushir said, it is narrated to me by Ayyub, Suwaid, Sadaqa, and Hisham ibn al-Ghaz, and from Yahya ibn al-Haris, from Abdullah ibn Amir, from al-Mughira ibn Abi Shahab, Ad-Dani said, so the chain of these four people is in harmony with the narration of Iraq from Yahya ibn al-Haris. Now, here is the problem with this chain of narration is that it is broken. And this is because Dani has not specified who has reported this to him from al-Nakash. We have already discussed a similar chain before. So Muhammad ibn al-Hasan is actually al-Nakash. And he was born in, he died actually in 351 Hijrah. And we know that Dani himself was born in 371 Hijrah, which is 20 years later. So, of course, there has to be a person between Ad-Dani and Al-Naqash, but that person has not been specified, and hence we have to consign this narrative to the Munqata category. There is an Inqita here. Also, viewers, no Tawseek is available on Al-Hasan ibn Ali Al-Azraq. You can see that his name is being indicated by an arrow, and therefore, viewers, we cannot rely on him, and he has to be consigned to the Majhul category as well. Also, there is a problem with Ahmad ibn Yazid al-Halwani himself. Abu Zura al-Razi was not pleased with him in matters of hadith, and because here he is transmitting some information, therefore we have to entertain this jar on him as well. Now, in the second and third portion of the narrative, it is not known who reported to Ahmad ibn Yazid al-Halwani. As you can see, the second portion actually said, وَحُدِّسَ عَنِ الْعَبَّاسِ ibn Walid, and the third person was the third section said وَحُدِّسْتُ عَيْزًا عَنْ أَبِي مُسْهِر. So it is not known who reported to Ahmad ibn Yazid al-Halwani from Al-Bas ibn Walid, which is the second section, and from Abul Musir in the third section. So it is not known who the person is who reported to in this regard to Ahmad ibn Yazid. Also, viewers, Ahmad ibn Yazid al-Halwani does not seem to be contemporaneous to all the information that he reports. And we know that he died in 250 Hijrah, but actually he's reporting some information amongst the teachers of his teachers of his teachers regarding the fact that it was these people who were the teachers of certain other reciters. Now, let's move on to the next narrative in this regard. And this next narrative, viewers, has been reported in Ibn Asakir's Tariq Madina at Dimashq. And I'm going to read out this narrative from where it is reported from, Yazid ibn Malik. And it says that وَكَانَ يَزِيدُ actually, it starts earlier on from this and says, and Sayyid ibn Abdul Aziz and Yazid ibn Malik, وَكَانَ يَزِيدُ مِمَّنْ قَرَى عَلَى فُزَالَةِ ibn Ubaid أَيْزًا قَالَ كنا جلوسا عند عبد الله بن عامر في جماعة من حفاظ القرآن فذكر المغيرة بن أبي شهاب المخزومي فذكر المغيرة بن شهاب المخزومي فنيل منه وقال فغز منه. Now there seems to be some tasheef here which I have actually inserted from another version, and this time from Ibn al-Jazri's Ghaya, because this tasheef is very evident here. فقال عبد الله بن عامر ان ذلك ان قرات على المغيره وكان ان قرات على المغيره وكان ممن قرا على عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه. So Yazid ibn Malik said, we were sitting with Abdullah ibn Amir in a group of memorizers of the Quran. Al-Mughira ibn Abi Shihab was mentioned, so his name was mentioned. Abusive language was used about him, or he was disparaged. So at this, Abdullah ibn Amr said, I read out to Al-Mughira, and he was among those who read out to Usman r.a. You can see, viewers, the chain of narration of this narrative being displayed before you. The problem here is the personality of Yazid ibn Malik himself. He is a person who is unknown, he's majhul. The only source of his existence is this narrative. It is only here that he is mentioned. And he should not be confused with Yazid ibn Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Malik, who has been cited by Ibn Asakir separately. So he should not be this. He's not the same person. Ibn Asakir has cited him separately. And he should also not be confused with Abu Sabra Yazid ibn Malik al-Jurafi, who was a companion of the Prophet. So we have two other Yazid ibn Maliks, but none of them qualify to be this person. One was, as I just mentioned, was actually Yazid ibn Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Malik, who is mentioned separately by Ibn Asakir. And the other one is actually Yazid ibn Malik is actually Abu Sabra Yazid ibn Malik al-Jurafi, who is, in fact, one of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, we also need to understand that the full name of Abu al-Qasim ibn Furat is actually Abu al-Qasim Ali ibn al-Fazl ibn Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn al-Hasan ibn al-Tahir ibn Furat. And he's been negated in the chain of narration. He has been recorded as Sika by his student Abul Qasim Ali ibn Ibrahim. Now, Ibn Asakir has mentioned that Abu Ali heard from Sulaiman ibn Ahmad al-Tabrani. You can see that Tabrani also figures in this chain of narration. However, whether al-Tabrani heard from Yazid ibn Muhammad ibn Abd al-Samad, who is mentioned in this narrative, as you can see, it is from him that Tabrani reports. This is not very clear. Why? Because in the three ma'ajims of al-Tabrani, al-Mujib al-Kabir, al-Mujib al-Awsat, and al-Mujib al-Saghir, as well as in his Musnad al-Shamiyin, there is only one narrative which mentions any connection of al-Tabrani with Yazid ibn Muhammad ibn Abd al-Samad. And this narrative says, وَأَخْبَرَنَا يَزِيد ibn Abd al-Samad al-Dimashqi fi kitabi, which means, Yazid ibn Abd al-Samad informed me in his book. This obviously means that Sulaiman never directly heard from Yazid. Otherwise, this information would not have been there, because it says fi kitabihi. And it is perhaps because of this reason that no Rijal authority, while naming the students of Yazid, has specified At-Tabrani to be amongst his students. And we have several of these Rijal books saying so. And they do not specify that At-Tabrani was a student. At-Tabrani was a student of Yazid. And these include, for example, Al-Mizzi's Tehzib al-Kamal, Ibn Hajar's Tehzib al-Tehzib, Al-Zahabi's Tariq al-Islam. None of them say so. Also, viewers, regarding Sayyid ibn Abdul Aziz, Abu Musur has specified that his memory did not remain sound around his death. It is also known that Abu Misr, who is Sayyid's student in this narrative, as you can see, was born in 140 Hijra and he died in 218. At the death of Sayyid, he was around 27 years old. So if he heard Sayyid in this age, which is quite probable, then of course this afflicts this narrative with a further weakness. Because if this is the age in which he heard from him, it was quite likely that he was afflicted with a bad memory. So we know that Abu Musr memory in his later years was not very sound, as I've just read out. So therefore, viewers, this is how the situation is. And now let us move on to the next narrative in this regard. We are now going to read the next narrative, and this viewer's narrative has been reported by Ibn Asakir in his Tariq Madina at Dimashq, and it has been reported by Abu Bakr Ahmad ibn al-Husayn ibn Mihran al-Razi. I'm going to read it from it where it has been reported. Abu Bakr Ahmad ibn Husayn ibn Mihran al-Razi wa qala ibn Mihran قرأت على أبي بكر محمد ابن أحمد ابن مزيد البخاري قال قرأت على محمد ابن إسحاق البخاري المقري أن أحمد ابن يزيد الحلواني قال قرأت على هشام ابن عمار وأخبرني هشام أنه قرأ على أيوب ابن تميم والسويد ابن عبد العزيز وأخبراه أنهما قرأ على يحيى ابن الحارث وقرأ يحيى على عبد الله ابن عامر وقرأ ابن عامر على المغيرة ابن أبي شهاب المخزومي وقرأ المغيرة على عثمان ابن Usman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. So Abu Bakr Ahmad ibn al-Husayn ibn Mihran said, I read out the Quran to Abu Bakr Muhammad ibn Ahmad ibn Mazid al-Bukhari, and al-Bukhari said, I read out to Muhammad ibn Ishaq, and he from Ahmad ibn Yazid al-Halwani, and al-Halwani said that I read out to Hisham ibn Ammar, and Hisham told me that he read out to Ayyub ibn Tamim and to Suwaid ibn Abdul Aziz. And both Ayyub ibn Abi Tamim and Suwaid ibn Abdul Aziz told Hisham that they read out to the Quran to Yahya, and Yahya read it out to Abdullah ibn Amir, and Abdullah ibn Amir read out to Al-Mughira ibn Abi Shahab, and Al-Mughira read out to Usman. So you can see the chain of narration of this narrative being displayed before you. So viewers, the first problem in this narrative is no tawseek is available on Abul Muzaffar, Abdul Karim ibn Mun'im ibn Abdul Karim ibn Hawazin al-Kushayri. Hence, he is majhul. Also, it cannot be ascertained whether Ahmad ibn Yazid met Hisham ibn Ammar when the latter was of sound memory. We have discussed this time and again that Hisham ibn Ammar was a person who was stricken with a bad memory, but we are not sure whether Ahmad ibn Yazid al-Halawani heard him in the time when he was of sound memory or not. Also, Halwani is himself a suspect narrator. We have already seen that Abu Zuhra Razi was not pleased with him. And also, there is a problem of contemporaneousness here. Ahmad ibn Yazid seems likely to be transmitting information that he is not contemporaneous to. Now, we know that Ahmad ibn Yazid died around 260 Hijrah. And this includes, this non-contemporaneous information includes that Yahya ibn al-Haris, who died in 145 Hijrah, read out the Quran to Abdullah ibn Amir, who, of course, died in 118 Hijrah, and Ibn Amr reading out to Mughira, and then Mughira reading out to Usman رضي الله عنه. You can clearly see that there is a lack of contemporaneousness here. Viewers, in this regard, I'd also like to posit the fact that Abu Bakr Ahmad ibn Hussain ibn Mahran has transmitted another narrative as well, which I'm now going to read out. And this narrative, viewers, has been recorded again by Ibn Asakir in his Tariq Madinah al-Dimashq. And it says, Abu Bakr Ahmad ibn Hussain ibn Mahran al-Isbahani al-Muqri, actually the words are, حَدَّثَنَا أَبُو بَكْرِ أَحْمَدُ ابْنُ الْحُسَيْنِ ابْنِ مَحْرَانَ الْأَصْبَحَانِ الْمُقْرِ غَيْرَ مَرَّةِ قَالَ قَرَأْتُ الْقُرْآنِ بِدِمَاشْ مِنْ أَوَّلِهِ إِلَى آخِرِهِ على أبي الحسن محمد بن النضر بن مر بن حر الربعي المقري المعروف بابن الأخرم قال قرأت على عبد الله بن هارون بن موسى بن الشريك المعروف بالأخفش قال وقرأ الأخفش على عبد الله بن أحمد بن بشير بن زكوان قال وقال عبد الله بن زكوان قرأت على أيوب بن تميم وقال لي أيوب بن تميم قرأت على يحيى بن الحارث الزماري وقال لي يحيى قرأت على عبد الله بن عامر اليحسبي وقرأ ابن عامر على المغيرة ابن أبي شهاب وقرأ المغيرة على عثمان بن عفان. So Abu Bakr Ahmad ibn al-Hussein said on more than one occasion, and I'm just reading out a relevant portion of this narrative while translating it. I read out the Quran from the beginning to the end to Dimash, in Dimash to Ibn al-Akhram. And to Ibn al-Akhram. And Ibn al-Akhram said, I read out to Harun ibn Musa al-Akhfash. And al-Akhfash read out to Abdullah ibn Ahmad ibn Bashir ibn Zakwan. And Ibn Zakwan said, I read out to Ayyub ibn Tamim, and Ayyub told me that he read out to Yahya ibn al-Haris, and Ayyub said, Yahya told me, I read out to Abdullah ibn Amir, and Ibn Amir read out to Al-Mughira ibn Abi Shahab, and Al-Mughira read out to Usman. This again, as I said, has been recorded by Ibn Asakir in his Tariq Madinah al-Dimash. You can see that this chain of narration being displayed before you of this narrative. And no tawseek is available on Abul Muzaffar, Abdul Karim, Ibn Mun'im, Ibn Abdul Karim, Ibn Hawazin al-Kushairi. Hence, he is majhul. Again, the problem here seems to be more of the lack of contemporaneousness in this narrative as to any other thing. Yahya ibn al-Haris, who died in 45 Hijrah, seems likely to be reporting information that he is not contemporaneous to. This includes al-Mughira ibn Abi Shihab, who died in 91 Hijrah, reading out to Usman, who died in 36 Hijrah. So to me, here again, I can see that there is this information being transmitted to which Yahya ibn al-Haris was not contemporaneous. The final narrative in this regard, vis-a-vis Mughira ibn Abi Shahab, has been reported by Rasha ibn Nuzayf, and this has also been reported by Ibn Asakir in his Tariq Madinah al-Dimashq, and I'm going to read this narrative again from where it has been reported. And it has been reported from actually Rasha ibn Nuzayf, and he says, حَدَّثَنَا Rasha ibn Nuzayf قال أَمَّا قِرَأْتُ ابن عامر فإني قرأت بها على جماعة قرأوها على أصحاب الأخفش راويها عن ابن زكوان والذي أورده في هذا الخلف ما قرأت به القرآن من أوله إلى خاتمته إلى شيخنا أبي الحسن علي بن داود بن عبد الله المقري المعروف بالداراني ولم ألق فيها تاريخ مثله إتقانا وهزكا وأخبرني أنه قرأ بها كذلك على أبي الحسن محمد بن نضر بالحر ويعرف بابن الأخرم وأنه أخبره أنه قرأ بها على أبي عبد الله هارون بن موسى بن شريك الأخفش الدمشقي وقرأ على أبي عمر عبد الله بن أحمد بن بشير بن زكوان الكرشي وقرأ على أبي سليمان أيوب بن تميم التميمي وقرأ على أبي عمر يحيى بن الحارس وقرأ على عبد الله بن عامر وقرأ على عبد الله بن عامر اليحسبي وقرأ على المغيرة بن أبي شهاب المخزومي وقرأ على عثمان بن عفان وقرأ عثمان على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So Rasha ibn Nuzayf said, I read out the complete Quran to our teacher Ali ibn Dawud ibn Abdullah. And I'm just skipping some information and going directly to where the content is. And Ali ibn Dawud ibn Abdullah informed me that he read it similarly to Ibn Akhram. And Ibn al-Akhram informed me that he read it out to Harun ibn Musa al-Akhfash. And Ibn al-Akhram further said that al-Akhfash read out to Abdullah ibn Ahmad ibn Bashir ibn Zakwan. And Abdullah ibn Ahmad ibn Bashir ibn Zakwan read out to Ayyub ibn Tamim. And Ayyub ibn Tamim read out to Yahya ibn al-Haris. And Yahya ibn al-Haris read out to Abdullah ibn Amir, and Abdullah ibn Amir read out to Al-Mughira ibn Abi Shahab, and Al-Mughira ibn Abi Shahab read out to Usman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Usman read out to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as I said, this narrative has been also recorded by Ibn Asakir in his Tariq Madina at Damashq. Now, Nur Tawseek is available on Abul Wahash Subay ibn Muslim ibn Kirat. Hence, he has to be consigned to the Majhul category. Again, I see a problem of contemporaneousness here. Ibn al-Akhram, who died in 341 Hijra, seems to be reporting information that he is not contemporaneous to. And this includes Ibn Zakwan, who died in 242 Hijra, reading out to Ayyub ibn Thamim, who died in 98 Hijra, and Ayyub ibn Thamim reading out to Yahya, who died in 145 Hijra, and Yahya reading out to Abdullah ibn Amir, and then Abdullah ibn Amr reading out to Al-Mughira ibn Abi Shahab, and Al-Mughira reading out to Usman, and Usman finally reading it out to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you can see that Ibn al-Akhram, who died in 341 Hijra, he is reporting all this information, starting off with Ibn Zakwan, and Ibn Zakwan had died 100 years before him, before his own death. So this clearly is a case of inqita, or the problem here is that we can see that there is this issue in which we find that information by Ibn Akhram is not contemporaneous to his own era. So viewers, this completes our discussion on Al-Mughira ibn Abi Shahab. And if I sum up my discussion, I can clearly say that none of these narratives are reliable enough to establish Al-Mughira ibn Abi Shahab as a teacher of Abdullah ibn Amir. And now let me move on to viewers to the final narrator in this regard, or the final teacher in this regard of Abdullah ibn Amir, and he is Abu Darda. I'm going to read out this narrative regarding Abu Darda, and this has been reported by Ad-Dani in his Jami' al-Bayan. And again, I'm going to read it out to you from here, and it says, Qala Abu Amr. Now the words, again, there is a problem here because, as I'll just point out, there seems to be some tasheef here. It says, Qara ala al-Husayn ibn Muhammad ibn Habsh al-Dinuri al-Muqri an Abil Qasim al-Abbas ibn al-Fazl ibn Shazan qala haddasana al-Hasan ibn Jubair qala haddasana Muhammad ibn Sa'id al-Muqri qala haddasana Muhammad ibn Shu'ayb ibn Shabur an Yahya ibn al-Haris an Abdullah ibn Amir annahu qara ala Abid Darda ala Abid Darda sahibi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, there is an obvious tasheef here, viewers, because the word kara here is not appropriate at all. It has to be korea, and should be read as korea ala. And the word ala is not a name here, but a preposition, as is evident from further information. So actually, instead of kara ala al-Husayn, it has to be korea ala al-Husayn. This is the correct the way it has to be pronounced. Now, if I take into account this tasheef, then I would read this or translate this narrative from the part it is reported as Muhammad ibn Sa'id said that Muhammad ibn Shu'ayb ibn Shabur narrated to us from Yahya ibn al-Haris from Abdullah ibn Amir that he read out the Quran to Abu Darda, a companion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, you can see, viewers, the chain of narration of this narrative being displayed before you, and this is the only narrative which tells us that Abu Darda was also a teacher of Abdullah ibn Amir. Now, the problem here, viewers, is that the chain of narration is broken because, as you can see, the person between Ad-Dani and from whom he reports is actually the person himself is Al-Husayn ibn Muhammad ibn al-Habsh. Now, Al-Husayn ibn Muhammad al-Habsh died in 373 Hijra, whereas Dani was born in 371 Hijra. So, this is something which is, of course, a problem here, because Dani never met Al-Husayn ibn Muhammad al-Habsh. also, viewers, another problem here is that there's no information available on Hassan ibn Jubair. You can see that his name is being displayed before you, Al-Hassan ibn Jubair, but we do not find any information about him. It may be noted that Az-Zahabi has expressly stated that Abdullah ibn Amir never read out the Qur'an to Abu Darda. So this Zahabi has actually stated in his Ma'rifatul Qurra' al-Kibar. He has actually drawn this conclusion that Abdullah ibn Amr never read out the Qur'an to Abu Darda, as this narrative seems to imply. And I've already cited some problems in the chain of narration. Zahabi actually says it is improbable that he even read out one or two surahs to him. So he says that it is improbable that he even read out a couple of surahs, what to speak, or let alone reading out the whole Qur'an. And viewers, this is all the more probable because at his death in 33 Hijra, Abdullah ibn Amir was only 12 years old as he was born in 21 Hijra. So he was a very small child, Abdullah ibn Amir. And therefore, if Az-Zahabi has surmised that it is not possible, or he says that he never read out the Quran to Abu Darda, then historical information also seems to corroborate what Zahabi has said. So viewers, this brings us to an end to the discussion regarding the teachers of Abdullah ibn Amr. We have seen Usman ibn Affan, Al-Mughira ibn Abi Shahab, and Abu Darda. These are the three teachers of Abdullah ibn Amr who have been reported through an isnad-based content. But unfortunately, none of these three teachers can be reliably established. In the next sessions, before we take up some of the other discussions regarding the canonical readings, I shall present before you the critique of At-Tabri on the ittisal of the reading of Abdullah ibn Amr. The details shall be disclosed in the next episode. And after discussing Tabri's critique on this particular isnad and my own response to Tabri's critique, inshallah, then we will take up some of the remaining discussions which relate to these canonical readings in general and in particular as well. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ